And another thing for the fertilizer, barnyard fertilizer. And then a lot of people likes goat teeth to butcher them, you see. And of course these sheep, they'd butcher them sometime. Of course they'd use them for fertilizer. And then they'd shear them, you see, that's wool. Make wool clothes and things like mm-hmm. out of them. But I never did keep any sheep here. I kept goats here. And some goats was milk goats. Different fine blooded goats, you know, were Toggenburg milk goats and the Newbin.
Did you have those?
Yeah, I didn't have the Newbin, I had the Toggenburg. Well, I had some fine milk goats here, you know. Most of the goats, about a quarter, half a gallon of milk as much as give. But I had one here to give 5 quarts of milk a day. Milk her twice a day, feed her good, you know. Mm-hmm. She was a large goat. And then I had kind of goat church you just butchered, you see, mm-hmm. what they call the Sannon goat. And then there's some kind of a goat they call just a common little old woods goat. They're mm-hmm. small, though. They dress about 15 to 30 pounds apiece. Mm-hmm. But these that I had here, these Sannon goats, they'd go up to from 75 to 80 and 90 pounds.
How big were the Nubian goats?
A Nubian goat is a male goat. They're a pretty good sized goat too. They're about like the Toggenburg goat is.
Where would you store corn?
In the crib.
Was that part of the barn?
That's part of the barn, yeah. We called it the crib.
Where was grain stored?
Grain? Mm-hmm. Well, that is stored in the crib.
Did you ever hear of a granary? Or a granary?
No.
And if you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grew back so you could cut it again the same year?
Yeah.
You call that the?
Yeah, well, you call it the second cutting. Uh-huh. Call it the second cutting.
When you cut the hay and you let it dry, you rake it up in little piles. Did you ever hear a name for those little piles?
Yeah. You rake it up in piles, you haul it in that way, or you can bale it, you see, what they call baling. You have balers. It presses it together, and you put wire around it, or grass strings around it to hold the bale. They put about, they bale it, they put enough in there to make a little piece about that wide. They call that a pad. And then they put about seven pads mm-hmm. to the bale.
What did they used to do before they would bale it?
Well, they just cut it and rake it up and haul it and put it in the barns, just loose hay that way.
What did they call the little piles that they'd have raked up?
Well, I believe they called them piles uh-huh. of hay, little piles of hay. I believe that's what they called it.
How could they leave the hay outside?
Well, they couldn't leave it out. Only just. If they cut it, you see, they'd leave it out long enough for the sun to shine on it and cure it. Mm-hmm. And where it wouldn't go to the bed, you see, or mildew or something when you haul it in. If you haul it in too green, it'll go through a heat and forms a poison, mm-hmm. and it won't do for stock to eat it. You have to leave it out in the sun and cure it. And where you just haul it in a loose hay that way, or where you bale it up, put it in bales. And people used to cut raise peas, and they'd cut them, and they'd let them cure, haul that in, throw it up. Sometimes they'd have a crib put in, have lofts put in mm-hmm. up overhead that way.
They put it up in the
loft, like, yeah. Uh-huh. And they used to cut sorghum, save it that way. Of course, a lot of people, they'd make a syrup out of sorghum cane, mm-hmm. you see, just like they would sugar cane.